Welcome to another O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast. Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton. I present for local radio station Your Harrogate. Big thank you if you're listening to this podcast from the Your Harrogate website or maybe your favourite podcast location. Episode number 11 is where you find us. We've got 10 before the last one. We focused on men's health.
Often it's not one single thing, but it's more chronic. I'd say that we tend to see men when they're more serious, whereas women will tend to seek help earlier. Yeah, this is a generalisation, but generally with women, they'll often talk to other women, they'll discuss problems, and because of that communication, they'll often find, oh, right, I went to see this, that helped, or I went to see a chiropractor, or you should go see the doctor, or you should take this. So they tend to be a lot more proactive with their health, whereas men almost have to be dying, not functioning, before they think, oh yeah, I best do something about this.
So, Jason, in this particular episode, we're talking about the difference between natural health and medical health. Natural health being more so on the side of chiropractic care. And then presumably when we talk about medical health, functional medicine. Is that where we're kind of thinking?
Yeah, definitely. And again, it's not ever a conversation of one versus the other, which a lot of people think. You know, is it, you know, do I need a medical doctor, a chiropractic doctor? They're two very different areas of health that need to be used at different times. And I always say, I'm never anti-medical. If I get hit by a car, you know, get me there quick, you know, get me to the hospital, put the medicines in me, save my life, and I'll be, you know, eternally grateful, you know, for those people taking care of me. But chiropractic isn't a treatment of what we call disease. And I always try and explain like chiropractic health or natural health as a vitalistic type care, and medicine is more mechanistic. So often, like you say, that intervention of a life-saving drug or a trauma, mending a fracture, you know, those type of things. And as I say, they're two different, completely different areas. And chiropractic being used more for prevention and also the support of health and the maintenance of health. And it's understanding that. And often people try and use chiropractic in a mechanistic medical way. It's like chiropractic treats this, it treats that, when it was never designed for that. And it's understanding, oh, it didn't work for X, Y, and Z. And I think it's just the way we look at it. And I think if we can understand, well, why would I see a chiropractor? What's the benefit of seeing a chiropractor? As opposed to, you know, why would I see a medical doctor? And I think those two areas are often confused and misunderstood. And that's both medical doctors, chiropractors as well.
Do you think more can be done between the two to kind of help patients along the way and sort the wheat from the chaff, as it were?
Certainly, and I think it's a lot of it is just lack of understanding, you know, ignorance, if you like, thinking what we, as chiropractors, what we do, or what we tell our patients, thinking we're dangling crystals and we're trying to heal all these illnesses, and we're really not. You know, this chiropractic is based on the body has innate intelligence, it's got an inborn intelligence, and we're all designed, we're all genetically programmed to heal and repair, and we're designed to be healthy. And I feel everyone has the right to be healthy as well, but understanding how we can interfere with that intelligence. And in modern life, it's becoming more and more apparent that all the rates of these illnesses that we're all getting sick from, and the big ones, I'm talking about heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, osteoporosis, dementia, Alzheimer's, these are all increasing exponentially. You know, so our genes, our genetics are staying exactly the same, but we're getting an increase in all these diseases. Just to simply think it's bad genes or bad luck is kind of bad science. So we want to look at, well, why are we getting those? And I think not honouring that innate intelligence, not understanding that natural health is a big part of it. And often it's not having the time. It's inconvenient.
I was going to say, yeah, it's giving yourself the time and giving the body time. Do you find that we live in a very impatient world, and I think even more so since COVID. People want it now. We want something to happen. So do you find that that's with patients who are setting out on a chiropractic journey, you have to explain, look, this is it's not a quick fix. You have the tools, you have the knowledge and the skill set over many, many years of training, and you still, you know, you're doing training all the time, learning new things. And if they can work alongside you, then you can get them to a better place. But it's not a quick fix.
Yeah, it's understanding that. I think because, like you say, you're told from a really young age, all right, I went to the doctor, I've got this illness, I've got to take 2 pills 3 times a day for 2 weeks, and then that'll clear you up. So we've got this kind of way of thinking at what health is. And like you say, people will come in to see me and they could have had a poor lifestyle for 20 years. And what I mean by that is they've chronically eaten poorly. They've not moved correctly for that length of time. Their stress levels have been significantly high. And they're still living in that kind of chronically toxic lifestyle environment. And then they have these symptoms. And the symptoms are like the body crying out, say, whoa, stop, change, do something different. And that's that, can I say, that innate intelligence within the body. And it's understanding that the symptoms aren't the problem. You know, I mentioned about innate intelligence. So, for instance, if you went out for a meal, I'm not going to say a restaurant, but let's say you went to a restaurant, you got food poisoning, and, you know, immediately you're like, ooh, something's not right. And then what happens, you know, not long afterwards, we're on the toilet, one in the sink, one in the toilet, and it's coming out everywhere. So what's happening? It's the body not going wrong. That's that innate intelligence saying, whoa, this is not right. I need to get it out of my system immediately. So it doesn't tell you about this. It doesn't have a discussion. It's like, get this out of me as quickly as possible, any way possible. And that can save your life. And for instance, if you get a virus, immediately what happens, our temperature goes up. You know, we start shivering because we know if we start moving our body, that it raises the temperature, and we get these cold chills up, and then we feel really hot. And what's happening? Well, that innate intelligence again is telling the body something's in the body that shouldn't be there, and it knows that viruses love our body temperature. So what does it do? It turns the thermostat up. You know, if you had to drink, you know, let's say we're stranded somewhere and there was a pond and it was full of stagnant water, you'd know, if I need to drink that, one way of being able to do that is, what, we boil it because it kills all the bad things and we know we can then drink it. That's what the body does. And again, it doesn't have a discussion with you. It's just doing it because it knows it's going to save your life. Now, we often then get in the way of that. So we start, oh, I need to take anti-sickness medication. I need to get my fever down. I need to take away the, you know, these symptoms. And a lot of times, because we've taught, oh, a symptom, I can take a pill for that, I can feel better. And I think that adoption of that has gone way too far. And like you say, that quick fix. And all the time our body's like crying out and giving us these warning signs, these symptoms, and we're almost suppressing them. And if you do that, unfortunately, it's only going to lead to a much bigger problem down the line. So short term, you might feel better. Long term, your body's going to get bigger problems.
So how much can the two work in conjunction with each other? The natural health side versus the medical health side of things. You know, as a chiropractor, what's your general thinking on kind of the two helping each other out? Or as you've just kind of highlighted there, is it more so, well, actually longer term, it's better for our bodies to give it that opportunity to heal itself?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've got a young family. A lot of my friends are chiropractors because, you know, I study as a chiropractor. We're a close community. We keep in touch. You know, we've all got children as well now. And when we chat to each other, how many times do we get ill? How many times do we have time off work? And this is personal experience, hand on heart. I've never had a day off work with sickness. My son's never been to the GP, and he's 11. Why is that? Is that good luck? The germs just don't jump on us? Or, you know, and when I speak to the other families, chiropractic families, I see the same thing. And I believe it's because we've been educated about that innate intelligence, about that natural health, and we kind of really work with it. So, like, nutrition is really important to me. Exercises, getting sleep, because I know what that equates to in terms of my quality of life, my energy, my mental state. It means that I can live my best life, and that's why I choose to get adjusted. That's why I get my family adjusted regularly, not because of back pain, sciatica. And that's what I really want to get across, is don't use chiropractic just for neck pain.
It's like that last resort when you've got the pain, I better go and see the chiropractor,
because it's that using chiropractic at medical work, because you're missing out on all those other things that you could benefit from. And if you think, if more people had that attitude to, like, I've got to cherish my health. I've got to look after it. I've got to invest in it. I've got to take care of it. I've got to protect it. You know, how much would that save the NHS? And yes, don't get me wrong, like you say, tomorrow my son could be playing cricket and he could get whacked in the head with a ball and he needs to get medical attention. You know, hopefully that never happens. But what I'm saying is that that doesn't mean that, oh, because I'm into natural health, into chiropractic, I don't take medical care. But what I'm saying is that if you have, you know, you look at your innate intelligence of the body, you get some help from, you know, some natural health care, whether it be a chiropractor or someone else, and you invest in that, the likelihood of you needing that medical emergency care is a lot less, which would be great for everyone, because it'll be better for your health, better for your quality of life, less stress on the system that's, you know, under so much load and stress. And I just think the answer is not, I think getting more doctors, more nurses, more hospitals isn't going to help, because we've got a growing population. When the research shows it's getting sicker and sicker. So doing more of the same thing isn't going to help. I think we need to look at it a different way. And like you say, all these families that I know that are more into that in natural health, that are looking at preserving it, looking at investing it and preventing it, they just don't use the services as those other people that have no knowledge of it.
That is amazing that he's got to 11 and never, he's not missing anything. I mean, the magazines are never that good, to be honest with you, when you're going to the doctor surgery, so fair play. It really is, isn't it, giving the body that opportunity to do what it's best designed to do. And prevention, absolute key. If somebody's just dipping into these podcasts for the very first time, and welcome along, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to Dr. Jason O'Connor. When it comes to chiropractic care, how, in a nutshell, does it aid the body to get to a better stage, a better state of health?
Yeah, well, rather than thinking like, I'm the chiropractor, I'm the doctor, I'm going to make you better, I'm going to give you the right medicine or do the right surgery, it's more that you're the doctor, the patient is the doctor. What I do is facilitate the healing. I'm removing the interference. And that's why we work on the spine, not because of neck pain, back pain. The reason we work on the spine is because the spine is the gateway from the brain. That's the innate intelligence. That's that intelligence that's always there to look after you, protect you. And it's constantly there to self-regulate, self-heal, create what we call homeostasis in the body. Now, if your spine isn't aligned, it's not straight, it's not healthy, it's not moving correctly, you're impacting the efficiency of that system. So if your spine isn't healthy, you just don't heal, you don't repair, you don't self-regulate as well. So when people come in with these different problems, symptoms, health challenges, I don't make them better, they do. I remove the interference. And often it's by the corrections of these chronic issues in the spine, removing what we call these subluxations, getting them into better posture, better alignment, better movement, you see then the body can then do what it's designed to do. It's designed to self-heal, self-regulate, and to get it back into that healthier state.
It's kind of like a big roadblock, isn't it? And it's unblocking the main trunk road to allow that flow to happen and get back to how it should be.
Yeah, and you've got to do the other things alongside it. Like I say, as a chiropractor, I make the corrections or remove the interference, but then we've got to get you doing the right habits so they don't reoccur. So there's no point, you know, getting adjusted, then sitting straight back and on your sofa with your laptop, or continue to have a toxic diet, continue to do no exercise. So like you say, we will remove the interference, get the spine healthier, moving better, allow that innate intelligence to flourish, and then you support that system by giving it the correct nutrients, the right diet, the correct movement. Movement is like nutrition to the spine, and obviously then the right, you know, we then need to think the right thoughts, put the right emotional energy back in, and then you'll see how in a relatively quick period of time that the body will start to transform back to health. But it's also understanding if it's been in a chronic state for 10, 20, 30 years, that process is going to take time, and you're not going to feel brilliant straight away. Often you can feel a little bit worse as the body starts to heal, repair. But I always say, we want to see change. The worst thing is when people come in and there's no change. They're so chronic, they're stuck in that pattern. And that's why we do all those tests, those measurements, the nerve scans, to measure functionally, physiologically, what is happening, what is changing. As long as we see the body start to shift and start to change, we know it's going to be moving towards better health.
If you would like to get on that journey of better health yourself and speak to Dr. Jason O'Connor and the team here at O'Connor Chiropractic on Station Parade in Harrogate, the website to get in touch is o'connorchiro.co.uk. And we will see you in the next episode of the O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast.